me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. What time?
I don't think I heard this before. Sing it again.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. What time? That's all I remember. You know the group because you was telling me about the song that you was looking for before. They sing that song. That song you was looking for a while back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yes. How you feeling, Mom?
I'm feeling good. It's Saturday night.
Yeah.
We all getting ready. Liddy.
Yeah. What up, world? How you feeling? How you living? Yeah. It's been one of those days. Yeah, it's been one of those days. I'm gonna do that over. What up, world? How you feeling? How you living? It's your main man, Toria Terrell, a.k.a. Mr. Preppy Boy. I got my little sis, Toria, in here with me.
Hi.
My brother, Duke, he on vacation, doing what he do, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to my brother, Duke, out there, wherever he is in the world. You know what I'm saying? As long as you don't come back with no diseases, you good, my brother. Yeah, but no, I'm BSing. But my brother, yo, take care, man, wherever you at out there, brother. But me and Toria, me and Toria gonna hold it down today, you know what I'm saying? So what's going on, Mama? It's Saturday. How was your Friday?
My Friday was actually okay.
How was the week? How was your week?
Well, the week was just a normal work week, you know, did a little bit of this, a little bit of that, worked here, you know, did some other stuff there. It was a week, you know, it was a pretty good week. It was really nice outside, let me tell you that.
Yes,
it was like that, it wasn't too hot, it was that perfect breeze that was going on, so it was pretty cool.
That's because we're winding down now. Fall's right around the corner, and we got literally... 4 more months out the year.
Okay, well, see, we don't want to do all that now. Let's just enjoy.
It's happening.
Let's just enjoy that it's still July.
Yeah.
That, you know, we're still in it. We're still into the summer good vibe thing, you know.
I need to go to a rooftop, man. Smoke my Cohiba. Yeah. It's a cigar.
They're like a fancy ass.
fancy. Jeez.
Fancy, Duke, fancy.
Come back.
Nah, you stuck with me. Hello, how you doing?
I love you, Mama. You know what I'm saying? But y'all entered the world of Preppy Boys World, and we're going to talk about some things today. I don't know if you heard, Toria. Mega, now I ain't going to call his brother Mega, but he's a social media star / rapper. He go by the name of Boonk Gang. I can never say his name. I think it's Boonk Bunk Gang.
B-O-N-K Boonk Gang.
Boonk. Yeah.
Oh, this poor kid. I don't know if he's a kid or if he's like a little young.
He may be a kid, but my man is going through a lot. You know, if y'all are not familiar with Buddy, he used to, like, probably a couple years ago, he used to like go to restaurants and shoe stores and go and just, he'll try on some shoes and then test them out, and then he'll run out the store and he'll do the same thing at a restaurant, not pay for his haircut, not pay for food, and just run out. And he became infamous for it, and a lot of people started locking their doors every time they saw him coming to their spot.
Yeah. So
as of recently, you know, he's been like doing some stuff. Like he went on Instagram Live and basically made a sex tape, you know, man. He was getting it in. Like, I seen it, like, I clicked on it, and I'm like, I wasn't expecting that. It started off him drinking, he was drinking him a Red Bull, whatever. And all I know, he was getting fellatio, and he was
getting or giving,
he was both, he was getting and giving. and he was getting it in like it was a, I was like, damn, he tearing that motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn. So
well, all right then.
Fast forward to probably a couple of weeks later, he's on a well-known podcast called No Jumper, and he was being interviewed, and he showed up wasted, like he was really out of it, mumbling his words. He was just really not there, and the host was like, the host was being very professional, and his crew had to come in and hold him up. As they was taking the pictures and everything, he did the interview. The interview didn't last that long, but he did the interview and took the pictures. And, you know, it was just a terrible sight to see this brother just really wasting water over a buddy's equipment. And so, you know, he's going through whatever he's going through. And basically, either today or yesterday, he just got shot in the leg twice. He got shot.
Oh, yeah, I saw the little video he posted.
You know what I'm saying? He put a video, he's showing the blood in his crotch area. Whatever. And the man was just, you know, saying, I'm going through it for real and everything. And I'm just like, a lot of people are saying that it's a publicity stunt, but he showed that video. You know what I'm saying? He's showing that video. He remind you of a 6ix9ine, but not as much. His thing is just he just want to be in the spotlight. You know what I'm saying? And the brother is just going through it. Now, for me looking at it, maybe it is a publicity stunt. Somebody said on IG that they hope this brother didn't take a gun and shoot himself just for attention. You know what I'm saying? And it's messed up that the world we live in, that people are out here, they'll do that. They'll really sit up here and they'll do some bodily harm to themselves just to get attention and to get the publicity that they want. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like he was already doing that when he was like robbing and carrying on. I feel like especially if you're trying to be a well-known rapper, you don't want to get that kind of, you don't want to mess up. Your reputation by doing that kind of stuff, because then who's gonna fuck with you in that case?
I will be honest. Like, I've never heard him rap.
Villain and shit. Like me either. I don't know. I haven't heard of this kid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro, I've seen him on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, but I never heard this man rap. Just saying. I'm sorry, Mama. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Nah, you good? It's okay.
Yeah. I mean,
And honestly, I guess this is kind of like a wake-up call for him, but he's been having issues way before this. If he's out there still in and carrying on doing everything else, saying that, oh, I'm lost, or, you know, I'm misguided, or whatever. It's like,
maybe so, you know what I'm saying? I just hope that this is something that wakes him up. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can get shot 50 billion times, they still don't get it. You know what I'm saying? And he seems like that type of brother, even though he's crying on Instagram, you know, but we really don't know what he's going through. He truly could be going through hell. And, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, dude, the only way to get, for me, and this is me, I know it's easier said than done for a lot of people that's going through it, but for me, if I'm going through something, the best way for me to stop going through it is just to get out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, what is really going on? That's why I'm thinking it's more of publicity, since now he can't steal, he can't do all that extra stuff. IG deleted his account after he did that sex video on there. So it's like, what else can I do? I can feed off the people's emotions and help them have sympathy for me.
He just needs to find another creative way to find attention, basically.
How about come out with a fucking song and rap like you say you're a rapper?
Yeah.
And make sure it's dope.
I mean, let's not get wrong. It is unfortunate what happened, but I feel like out here, you know, stealing and doing sex tapes and all this stuff, you're not really putting yourself out there in a positive light. And therefore, people are going to respond in a certain way. So I'm not saying that it's your fault that you got shot. I'm not saying that at all. But please just use this as a wake-up call for what you're doing. There is no excuse whatsoever to shoot somebody. However, if you put yourself out there in that kind of light that you're about that life, then people are going to think they're going to treat you like you're about that life.
Yeah.
So, you know, just again, just take this as a lesson, a life lesson.
Long story, stay in your fucking lane and mind your business, bro. Stop doing goofy shit. For real. You know, and speaking about publicity stunts and well, not even publicity stunts, but just talking about this industry period, Demi Lovato, you know what I'm saying, she's the Disney star from a decade ago or whatever. She was found OD and unresponsive, you know what I'm saying, in our house, I believe. And she OD'd on opioids. You know what I'm saying? I pray that she gets well, and she's getting, obviously she is, because from what I heard, she's awake, she's responsive, and she's saying stuff slowly. But the thing that came up about Demi Lovato's situation is a lot of people are showing her sympathy and well wishes and everything. But probably a few years ago, an NBA star by the name of Lamar Odom had the same situation in a brothel where he was found unconscious and OD'd off cocaine. Mm-hmm. And people was throwing stones at him. Some people showed sympathy. A lot of people, the rest of the people basically said he a crackhead and that,
right,
you know what I'm saying, that he's a bad boyfriend, bad husband to Khloe Kardashian. They shamed him for all this.
But they shot him down while he was already down.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And to me, it seems like it's a double standard. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all treating her, who done the same thing, but you treated him the total opposite. Was it because he's black and she's white or whatever?
You know, I think specifically it's because he was, I mean, not to do the whole race thing, but we already know it's because he's black. Right. Because this isn't the first time that this